This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, looks like it's going to be a great day for bulls because we have a strong handover coming in from the US markets. It was the best day since August 10 for all the three indices, with Nasdaq snapping its 7-day losing streak and closing higher by 2-odd%. The jobless claims data is awaited today, expected at 2.35 lakh. And the bigger positive for our own markets is the fact that crude prices are at a 7-month low below that $90 per barrel mark because of demand concerns. Asian markets, on the back of the strong handover, are doing well in trade today. The SGX Nifty is indicating an uptick of 100 points as far as the Nifty moves are concerned. In terms of some macro data, China exports grew 7.1% in August versus estimate at 12.8%. So that is something which could be a bit of dampener for the Chinese markets. In the currency market, US dollar is at a 24-year high versus yen, 37 higher versus sterling. So a lot of strength is what we are seeing in the US dollar. For our own markets yesterday, Nifty closed in the red for the second consecutive day, but it was after 140-point recovery from the lows. And recovery was led in the second half by the IT stocks. So if we look at the IT stocks, the IT index, and compare it with the Nifty, from the 52-week high, Nifty is down 5%, but Nifty IT is down 30%. So maybe the next leg of rally could come in from the IT stocks. That is something which remains to be seen. The broader markets continue to do really well. Mid-cap index up 0.5%, small-cap index up 0.8%. So a lot of strength is what we are seeing in the broader markets. We'll have to see whether that continues today or not. But for now, expecting a strong open to our own markets. Thanks a lot for tuning into this podcast, folks. Have a great day.